Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, in the last couple of years, the Godolphin international trainer Charlie Appleby has enjoyed a great deal of success, particularly in Victoria and, of course, in Sydney, when travelling horses here a couple of years ago for the autumn. He's on the way to Melbourne. He's got runners there on Saturday, and we recorded this overnight before he jumped on that plane. Hello to you, Charlie.
Good evening. Good morning for myself, Andrew. But, yes, no, all is well, thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing the first two of your spring horses in Melbourne on the weekend. A great deal of interest in Jungle Cat coming off what we saw earlier this year in the El Quaz.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it was always our plan to give him a break there. And we've had this race in mind for a long time now. His preparation's gone well. He's travelled well. He's an older horse now and done plenty of travelling through Dubai, so travelling doesn't affect him. And he's settled into the surroundings, and the team are very happy with him.
Was he a pretty fit horse when he got to Werribee?
Yes, we've done enough with him at home here pre his travel, and he's done a nice piece of work at Werribee the other day, and he's just had his blowout this morning, and He looked good. I was pleased. And Chris Connett's there overseeing it, but he sends me the video footage every day, and his rider and the team, Chris, are happy with him, and I felt he looked in good order.
He performed, as I say, won the El Quaz with a rating of 112 back in March. He might be seven, but he obviously has he still got a fair bit of upside?
Yeah, I mean, His Dubai form is all, you know, is faultless, really. I mean, he stepped up to seven in the Alpha Hedy as well. So he's, you know, we just felt as he was getting older that that stepping up to seven would suit him, and that's why we stepped him up last winter in Dubai. But obviously he went and won the Alpha Hedy, and we felt that seven was his maximum. So unfortunately he didn't have any other options bar to drop back to six for the Alquaz. And as it happened on the evening, Blue Point was scratched at the gate, and we were confident with old Jungle Cat that, you know, the one thing he does do is he sees it out well, the six, for sure, and that's what he did. He did his best work the last 100 metres there, and won well in the end.
So how do you see him then at 1,400 first up?
Yeah, again, like I say, that was he ran 1,400 for the first time in Dubai off a long break there. So, he's in good order. On the turn there, doesn't worry me. We've got a nice draw there in seven. We obviously potentially can see the pace being from the outside of draw in Home of the Brave there. His one style is generally to go forward, so there'd be pace on. And hopefully we can just slot in and ride a race and let him come home. But he's in good order, and I can give no negatives going into the place.
And what is the main goal for him? I mean, obviously, this is a Group 1 on Saturday. I respect that. But what other these distance races have you got in mind?
Well, to be honest, it's a bit of a learning curve again this weekend in respect to this has been his goal. As you quite rightly said, you know, it's a Group 1, and it'd be great for his CV to put a Group 1 at over 7 on his CV. And so this has been his target, right, like I say, pretty much from World Cup night, to be honest. I think we're just going to let this race run out the weekend and sort of regroup afterwards in respects to letting him see how he gets on with the run style in Australia, and to see whether we stick at that trip or whether we come back to six or whether we step up to a mile. It really is sort of sitting on the fence, and just we'll get this weekend out of the way and reevaluate the run afterwards.
Understand. The other horses, Foxwood, who we know so well down here, ran a beauty in the Cox Plate last year and went around in the McKinnon after that. So what are you hearing good things about him at Werribee as well?
Yeah, no, he's in great order. All of these horses that have shipped over, the first three have all been campaigners in Dubai there and all had the summer off and have been prepped to come straight to Melbourne. He looks in real good order. I was very excited about him coming down again, and again, can't give a negative apart from, unfortunately, putting that a bit wide on the draw there in 15.
Understand. Barrier 15. I mentioned last year that you ran in the Cranbourne Cup for success, and then you ran a beauty in the Cox Plate. But is he here this year to tackle the cups?
Obviously, this is a, you know, as we know, a win and you're into the to the Caulfield. So you know, this, you know, again, we're not going to get him up to the mile and a half. So you know, it's just unfortunate. Hopefully, the score's not going to hit, but it's going to make it a bit harder work for us. But he's a horse that I feel stepping up to a mile and a half might see a bit more improvement out of him.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and they sound like they've both done well. I've got to ask you before I let you go. You've got, I think, three in quarantine to come for the Melbourne and Caulfield Cups.
Yeah, well, it's actually four in quarantine. They started last Thursday, so they've got another just over a week to go before they travel. So we've got a motionless is in quarantine, and then we've got Hamada and Cross Counter, and then I'm just bringing down another one for a bit of sport there in Comacast. He's more of a 7 furlongs or a mile horse nowadays. So he's making his way down as well, just to round the team off.
And you're keen to get emotionless into the Caulfield Cup?
Yes. I mean, that's been our plan. That's hopefully is going to be his starting point there. And we were delighted with his first start back in Europe there, winning at Newbury. He did it well. And from that day onwards, he was put away in preparation to make his way to Melbourne.
Okay. There's another one at Werribee, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got Blair House at Werribee.
Yeah.
So his target is the Underwood on the 30th, I think, off the top of my head.
Yep.
He's in good order, and he's a horse that gonna have was a Group 1 winner in Dubai there. And his first target, like I say, is going to be the Underwood, and hopefully then we'll be looking at, you know, a couple more races around there, depending on how he runs.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on him. I know you're flying with James Doyle. It'll be good to see the combination together. You've got used to what, well, I guess the right horse to bring to carnivals like this, Charlie.
Well, hopefully, yes. Like I say, we've had the experience over the last couple of years now, and we've had a bit of success down there. So, you know, we feel that we've hopefully chosen the right horse, but until we get them there and run them, we'll be a lot wiser. But yeah, I felt that the team that we've chosen this year is a strong team on paper, and I feel they've got the right credentials to come down there and be competitive.
Charlie, safe travels. Good luck at Caulfield on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Andrew.